U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer says he is appalled by FBI Director James Comey's actions, including the decision announced on Friday to re-examine emails from Hillary Clinton's top aide for evidence of misuse of classified materials. Schumer made the comments Sunday night during a debate with his Republican opponent, broadcast on Time Warner Cable News. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Schumer says he knows Comey and has worked with him in the past.
And that's what makes what he did all the more surprising and appalling. You know, there's a tradition in the U.S. Attorney's offices in Washington and the Justice Department. It goes down into the Brooklyn DA's office that a prosecutor always avoids interfering with an election, even the appearance of interfering with an election.
Schumer says Comey's issuance of a search warrant to look at Clinton aide Huma Abedin's email Sunday only shows that the FBI director does not have solid evidence that there was anything amiss in the messages. Abedin is the estranged wife of former Congressman Anthony Weiner. He's under criminal investigation for allegedly sexting a minor. The incumbent Democratic senator joined the other top Democrats in demanding that Comey make the emails public.
Mr. Comey first ought to make them all public, and second, he owes not only Secretary Clinton, but the American people an explanation for what appears to be an appalling action.
Schumer's Republican opponent, Wendy Long, also criticized Comey, saying much has gone wrong from a prosecutorial standpoint and that she disagreed with Comey's decision back in July. Comey, on July 5th, recommended that Clinton not be prosecuted for what the FBI director called her extremely careless handling of classified information. But Long ultimately blames Hillary Clinton for the troubles.
It would be one thing if Hillary Clinton had just come forward in the first place and given all the evidence that she was required to. We are in this mess because she failed to do that.
But Long says once Comey found out what might be new evidence, he had a right to pursue it. Long trails Schumer by nearly 40 points in the polls. The event, the only time that the two candidates will meet during the campaign, also covered their views on appointments to the Supreme Court, the Iran deal, and the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Act, among other issues. In Schenectady, I'm Karen DeWitt.